Hi guys, it's Keaton here for the Casthetic Podcast. I want to remind you to please use the Amazon banner link at the top of our website at casthetic.com for all of your online shopping needs. It costs you nothing extra, and the show gets a percentage of all the sales. Please bookmark it. And now, on to the show. Welcome to another episode of Casthetic. I am your host, Keaton Buse, and we got such a great band for you today. So, you know, just relax. Are you comfortable? I hope you're comfortable. And settle in, because it's time for some high tension. With high tension. And their song, Onward.
And style helps you get up. He'd like to have you for a while. Hit from both sides, although you're drowning in denial. Always misused, you're always jealous when you smile. Said they'll have you for a while. They're always jealous when you smile. Always misused. Try not to think about tomorrow. Nothing to give. This soul is yours, but just to borrow. Just different days. We came from good to nothing. Grabbed your mic and I heard them say, have your nice day. On your way to hell. Heaven knows you're here. On
Welcome back. That was Onward by High Tension. Let's get to know the band a bit. We'll go around, introduce yourselves, let them know your voice so they can match voices with the band.
Well, I'm Chris Kasbarian. I'm the lead singer and the guitarist of High Tension.
My name is Sam Kalaji. I play drums for High Tension.
I'm Ryan Sheehan. I play bass in High Tension and sometimes sing.
Now, what's the... What was the coming together for you guys as High Tension? I know you used to be a four-piece, now you're a three-piece.
Well, long story short, we started off in high school before I met these two. And I met this guitarist and we decided we liked music, you know, the same stuff.
We dig it.
We decided to share some ideas together and boom, we came in a room and did it. I'm just kidding, now we play some music and... That's when we decided that that's what we wanted to do. And a couple years later, after playing quite a few shows, we let some people go and met these two guys because they fit, man. They sound awesome. They're good musicians. Awesome people. And And now we play music together as the three piece.
Now, when I was reading over your biography online and it was talking about some of your influences, pulling from a lot of stuff, some Middle Eastern jazz I saw on there. But, you know, listening to you guys today, I was like, oh, I hear some Queens of the Stone Age. I hear some Strokes. It's awesome. I'm wondering how you pull all those different influences together to create your sound.
It's all the, I mean, honestly, it's all the stuff that some of us grown up listening to. And I don't know, it's whatever catches our attention and what feels good to us and... whatever we, you know, I have no idea, but it just happens. we play what feels good to us, you know.
Some of my early influences definitely was the Gorillaz and Green Day. I think Demon Days and Dookie were the first two albums I owned.
The Double D.
Yep.
Double D album.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's poor me, who I grew up, my parents were huge into like Aerosmith. So the first album that I listened to in its entirety was Toys in the Attic. And Dookie and Nimrod. And my older brother was huge into Blink-182. And then I started listening to that, and I was like, it's like kind of too soft. So then I started, like, my friends were like, oh, hey, like, punk music. So then I started listening to punk, and then started playing orchestra, and then you start playing jazz, and you get into some weird, weird stuff. Like, Chris got me into Frank Zappa. He's a diehard Zappa guy.
And ever then, since I bought that one record, man.
Which one?
Apostrophe.
Oh, that's a great one.
That changed
one.
My life.
Ever get in the Mothers of Invention?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Hot Rats.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
So, what is your guys' songwriting style like? Do you kind of have one person that writes something off by themselves, bring it to the group, or do you just, like, sit in basement and jam something out and go, oh, yeah, that sounds good, let's keep it?
It's a combination of the two.
Yeah. It's ideas come to us sometimes, and I would just, like, write something, you know. And let's say bake the cake, and they would add their frosting to it and their toppings. So, like, yeah, I would come up with the form, and they would add their stuff to it. I'd say, Ryan, play the bass on this part.
And who's the frosting? Who's the sprinkles?
Ooh.
You guys talk this one out.
I think Ryan's the frosting.
I don't really feel comfortable being the frosting.
Well, so Chris be an icing does a lot of the idea origination composition, and then we'll kind of jam it out. Sometimes we're just jamming to find ideas. Other times he'll bring something that he's been working on to the table and we'll start to find the form and figure out what verse goes with what chorus and all that. And then Ryan lives in New York, so we correspond through, you know, email and sending files back and forth together. So then he'll bake on what we've baked. What we've pre-baked.
Who chose this cake analogy?
I don't know. We're rolling
with it. We have to freeze it to send it over to him and then...
Yeah, frozen defrost cake?
We've got Amazon
that's
Prime.
How you ship it. Keep it fresh.
So yeah, and Ryan will come down sometimes a day early, or we'll go up a day early, and we'll bang out the songs for a good couple hours together before we play it, and then after.
Let's go on a little segment we have on the show called Five Questions. So here it is. Cue the music. It's time for Five Questions. What is the worst gig you ever had?
Oh, I got this. So
I already know where you're going.
I used to live in Richmond. That's where I met our ex-guitarist. And so we would play a lot of shows in Richmond about 3-4 years ago. And we played this place called The Camel pretty frequently. But we had one show there in particular during the summer. And if anyone is unfamiliar with Richmond, it kind of becomes a little bit of a ghost town in the summer because all the university kids are gone. So we played this awesome gig at The Camel for about 7 people. And we made $9.
Well, the worst part about it was we had invited our manager to come and see it to promote the album. And of course, we look like a... because no one body was there. But it's okay, because we ended up ditching them anyway.
Did you ditch them at the show?
No, it was a long story.
At a later date, yeah.
All right. What's the worst equipment malfunction you've ever had?
Mine would be when Chris and I are playing a house show and his finger decided to somehow open itself as largely as possible and the most amount of blood I've ever seen fall on an instrument, so I had throw off my shirt and like wrap his hand in this really makeshift bandage just so he would stop bleeding, and we still played the show, but I mean, I don't think that guitar has ever been the same.
Break sticks a lot. Sometimes they'll get like sharp and dangerous. There are other times when cymbals have fallen off the stand, like pretty much into my lap or onto the snare mid-song.
My strap came undone. But it's okay. Yeah. Minor things, man. I'm sure there's going to be worse to come.
Yeah, I cut myself on cymbals and rims all the time on my knuckles, too.
Ooh.
But...
is it better or worse than paper cuts?
Worse, the blunt, versus that fine.
Oh, actually, there was one bad one, man. I got electrocuted at barbecue. Mm. It was a barbecue festival, Famous Days Barbecue in D.C. As soon as I went to go sing the first song, man, I contacted that mic. I just jolted, like, that sent a jolt through my whole body. that was crazy. I almost, like, fainted on stage, and everyone's looking at me, why aren't you singing? But, like, nah. I couldn't.
You just got dazed.
Didn't get superpowers from it?
Yeah.
Everything I learned was electricity gives you superpowers.
I gained nothing.
Or like radioactive bugs.
We need more of them out there.
Electric radioactive bugs.
Electric radioactive bugs.
All right.
Shocking.
Electrifying.
What's the dirtiest or scariest place you've stayed while on tour?
Dude, I live in the Bronx. Dude, like, ain't like, nothing scary to me.
You know what? I want to say Richmond again, because so far that's where we've been, mostly.
Couches in Richmond.
Couches in Richmond.
College couches.
They have, like, monsters in them and
riches. Terrifying.
The dead heat of summer and that just funk, house show funk. Yep.
Nobody cleans up after themselves.
Civil War general ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Demon dogs.
I think that all sums up Richmond. Mm. Demon dogs.
Yep.
Demon dogs, house shows, humidity, college students.
And a guy on a bicycle.
And a guy on a bicycle. Which
just one.
Who runs into the car
just
and
one.
Claims that you did it.
Pretty decent sized city, just one bike.
Mm. And no public transit.
What's the closest you've come to quitting music?
Not very close.
I don't think that thought has like ever crossed my mind ever. I think it's even no matter how frustrating the gigging and even you're playing like even shows to 6 people, 4 people in their basement, even that is still fulfilling in a way because it's the greatest extension of yourself. It's a catharsis. It's a bunch of people getting together and being like, I feel this type of way. Hey, you feel this type of way too. We should make something that shows people how we feel and maybe they'll connect to that. And that to me is always what drives it, is because there's always someone being like, your music like helped. That's the one thing I want. Someone to be like, your music helped me through a difficult part in my life, much like we've kind of done the same with music
before. You
can't
quit music, man. It's embedded in you or it's not. You know, we play music regardless of if it's going to get us anywhere or not. And if you expect too much, you get angry. So that's where we're like, who gives a shit, man? If we don't get anywhere, it's whatever. We still have day jobs. Make money, I guess.
Still pay the rent.
Yeah.
Pay the bills.
Yeah.
What's the best memory you guys have together as a band?
Oh, man.
Chris the deer at your house?
It's happening, man, right now, the memories. No, but I don't know, man. I honestly don't know yet because, I mean, this is like...
Together at night in Miami on the beach.
True, Miami.
Oh, when we saw that beautiful, the most beautiful, like, picturesque... scene from a movie. Perfect. Where you're all sitting moon. On the beach and the moon is like 3 feet off the horizon on the water, huge, and you're just like
not a cloud in the sky.
I forgot that we went to Miami for a show and that's where we said bye bye to the manager.
Miami. The result of that trip was not fantastic, but
you
the
had
trip
a beautiful
itself,
moonrise.
Yeah, it was like a subsidized vacation.
Sounds romantic.
Experimentations and stuff.
All right, well, let's get on with some more. Let's stop wasting our time.
Oh, God.
Move on to some music. This next song is High Tension's song, Wasted Time. It's awesome. I loved it. I'm going to take that song. I'm going to make it a lifestyle.
You're going to make it a cake?
You're going to waste your time.
Make a wasted time cake.
Jello.
Some flan.
So here it is, it's Wasted Time by High Tension.
Now you're back to the start again. Won't you wait, my
coming back, but now you're with someone else. Yeah, it's got no shot.
That was High Tensions, Wasted Time. It's time to promote some shit. So let's promote it. You guys got any recordings coming out? Any shows coming up?
Yeah, man. We just recorded a new single called Onward, obviously. And at Q Studios, actually, with a guy named Sean Russell. Shout out to Sean Russell and Q Studios.
Yeah, yeah.
But we haven't decided when it's going to come out yet, but it sounds amazing, and brand new style and fresh.
Keep an eye out on that. You can keep up with all of our High Tension news on our Instagram, which is titled
High Tension. At High Tension.
And find us on Facebook as well.
We're also hopefully going to revamp our merch soon and get some nicer looking shirts, higher quality shirts, some patches, hopefully. And hey, feel free to DM us and give us some ideas as to what you guys want for merch, because that'd be really rad, because we have no idea where to start. I was like, hey, should we make lighters? Should we do patches? I was like, what are these kids these days like? Like, I don't know.
Pokemon.
Well, I still listen to jazz.
They like pogs, high-tension pogs.
We'll have high-tension ashtrays soon.
A high-tension Pokemon.
You need to explain to me this pog, because a pog to me is that programmable octave generator, which is a pedal built by Electro-Harmonix, which is quite an amazing pedal.
A little plastic coins. Disc.
Yeah.
You Whoa, slam dude. It on a stack of other plastic discs.
Calm down.
And then you take the other plastic discs.
It's Is this from like the 90s.
Oh, it's like kind of... Oh, so it's
new music. Generation kids.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude.
Man, this is the first time I felt old.
So we should make High Tension Happy Meal toys.
Yeah. Yes. Oh. There you go.
Distribute them to
Adult
McDonald's.
Toys.
Vegan muffins.
Oh.
I got a few shows to tell you guys about out there. First off, open mics. Go to them. They're wonderful, great places. You get to meet people, eat pizza if it's the right place. If it's my place, you get to eat pizza. And you get to hear music in your area that you normally wouldn't hear at regular shows. My favorite open mic is every Thursday night at Epicure Cafe in Fairfax. Wonderful place, wonderful time, wonderful people. They also have another open mic on Monday nights, which is great. So, yeah, explore your community. Couple shows in the area happening. First one is Walk the Plank is finally releasing their full-length album. So freaking excited for this one. They're playing at DC9 for the album release show with Free Children of Earth, The Scandals, and Bust Off. Then then Daycare Swindlers are playing at Fat Tuesdays in Warrenton on July 11th and at Jam and Java on August 5th. Those are going to be great shows. And you know, there are lots of festivals going on in the region, so you guys can find it. You're online. There's Pasture Palooza coming out up soon. I'm forgetting the date on that. I apologize. But any hoozle, go online. Like High Tension's Instagram and Facebook so you get their news, know when their shows are coming, because, like, so much energy.
They are coming.
Gang power. Power is, knowledge is power. Power is pizza. Pizza is knowledge. So if you get power, you get pizza.
Amen.
You get smart.
Amen.
I usually get lactose intolerant.
Then there's vegan me.
Sorry, man.
It's okay.
Then while you're online liking High Tension, feel free to throw Castathetic a like. Big thank you to Ken Barnum and Mark Ryder for mixing and producing and recording and making me feel safe.
Thank you, Mark.
They're like a blanket. Check them, their social medias out at Ken Barnum, at Mark Ryder Music. Big thank you to Bias Studios for having us, letting us use their wonderful facilities. It's a beautiful place. It's picturesque. It'd make a great honeymoon if you want to spend your honeymoon in a recording studio. I can't think of a better place. Check them out at biasstudios.com. There's one more song that High Tension played for you guys listening out there. It's called Talking Tongues. Is there a story behind this song that you'd like the people to know?
Nope. I'll let them decide for themselves.
So decipher it.
Oh, no.
I was telling people out there to decipher it.
Jeez.
You don't have to decipher.
Put them on the spot.
So you out there listening, you decipher Talking Tongues. It's a story for you to create with your mind. I'm Keaton Buse. This is Cassathetic. This was High Tension. They're so awesome. Listen to more of their stuff. Go buy their merchandise and, like, give them ideas for merchandise.
Come to our shows. Say hello.
Make a High Tension broadsword.
Oh, that actually might have to happen.
I see a photo up in there.
Oh, High Tension in, like, chainmail and full-on cow, like, metal cowls.
Get great. Medieval with it.
Yo.
Love, peace, and chicken grease.
So I'll be back with you guys listening in 2 weeks with some more music. Here's Talking Tongues by High Tension.
That's it, you've had enough from work. And you think to yourself, underestimating your worth. Your worth. You think the wrong way, despite your belief.